This is Global Air Force.
Suddenly, I love that word, suddenly. Now, you listening today, say the word suddenly. Suddenly, something leapt up in my spirit. This overwhelming sense of faith, this undeniable power to tackle any problem, it came right up from the throne of God. I'm convinced.
Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
I've really been blessed by Dr. James Maloney's book, The Dancing Hand of God. In his book, he relates many events that's happened in his life and other people's lives that is relevant to today. It shows us in this book that God is interested in us. He is willing and able to help us intercede and intercept our lives in a real way, a way that we need. And I want to share that with you today. So you listen and see how this can apply to your life. The event I'm reading about today is called Gary's Boy. Some years ago, I was with a team of Americans over in India, and we came into a small village. At the edge of the village, we couldn't help but notice on opposite sides of the road there were two temples, a Muslim place of worship and a Hindu place of worship. In the center of the village, there was a platform raised by steps for speakers, so we congregated around this dais and began to worship the Lord. A simple tactic to arouse the interest of the villagers. They began to gather around, and it was rather comical as they looked up to the sky to see, too, whomever these white people were singing. The platform was several feet high, flanked by steps on one side, and one of the evangelists surrounding me on the step below was a friend of mine named Gary. This is a testimony of what happened to him while I was there. Soon we had a gathering of a few hundred villagers, and it was plain to see that the Muslims gathered to one side and the Hindus on the other. I began to tell how all the other gods they worshipped were false, and that my God, Jesus Christ, died for their sins to provide an ultimate way into heaven. After a simple plan of salvation, I proclaimed that in order to prove that Jesus was the true God and the others were false, they should bring up their sick, and he would heal them. It's really the only way I know how to evangelize in foreign countries. Proclaim the good news, and let God back it up. So, the dancing hand of God began to bounce around among the people. I noticed that God was moving strictly among the Hindus. People began getting spontaneously healed, and several dozen of the Hindus come forward to receive Jesus. But I wondered why none of the Muslims were getting healed. When the village elder of the Hindus, a man who had been blind for many years, suddenly had his eyes opened by the power of the Lord, the Hindus rejoiced greatly, and nearly every single one of them came up for the altar call. It was a glorious day of soul winning, but inwardly, I was concerned that so far the dancing hand of God had only moved among the Hindus. Not one Muslim had come forward. They all just stood back, frowning, angry. They were angry at this new Jesus, that he was touching the Hindus and not them. Through the interpreter, I told the Muslims, Jesus is no respecter of persons. He will heal the Muslims and the Hindus the same. He loves you all equally. If he will heal this Hindu leader, he will heal you too. So now I was silently praying that God would confirm my words. Oh, Jesus, you better bail me out of this. Great man of faith and power that I am. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a Muslim mother shifting back and forth nervously. In her arms, she was holding her boy. And you could immediately see what was wrong with him. He was crippled. His little legs dangled like rubber bands. And he could only drag himself along on his elbows. The Muslim mom was now seriously agitated. She had seen all these Hindus getting healed and many of them converted to this new God, Jesus. And her eyes told me everything. No need for an interpreter. Why wouldn't God heal her boy? I took a few seconds to ask God, why the Muslims weren't being healed. And he revealed to me there is a slanderous spirit that many Muslims suffer under. Now, the word devil means accuser or slanderer. It is his highest form of attack to malign God's character to people or their own characters to themselves. The revelation God shared with me in that moment concerned those dear Muslims, and one of those most powerful unveilings I've experienced. And to God's glory and honor, I have used that revelation to see many Muslims swept into the kingdom since. It's just amazing. I'll share a little bit more about this slanderous spirit later, but right now, suffice it to say, when I took authority over that veiled perception, it broke the spirit over that spirit, over those Muslims, and the mother decided to put him, that's God, to the test, and I love what happened next. In her simplicity, she assumed that this white man's God must be over there among the Hindus. So she slinked her way over to their side in an effort to catch this God's attention. The Muslims looked at her disapprovingly. Finally, after a few fruitless minutes of searching for God among the Hindus, she came to the foot of the raised dais, and without a second hesitation, she threw the little boy up at Gary. He staggered and caught the child in his arms. Luckily, he didn't drop him because we were about 7 feet up in the air, and he was just a few steps below me. Now, the first thing that went through my mind was, thank God she gave him to Gary. Great man of faith and power that I am. This dear woman gave me a sharp look and placed a bony hand on her sari, and I could tell exactly what she was thinking. Let's see if your God loves us Muslims the same as he does the Hindus. Fresh panic now surged through us. Brothers and sisters, we began praying feverishly. Let me tell you, I can only imagine what poor Gary must have been feeling. Gary spoke life into those withered legs. He cast out, he broke off, he bound, and he loosed. I think he might have even spit on the legs. I don't know for sure. He quoted a bunch of scripture as they came to mind and prayed in tongues, and I prayed in tongues under my breath and thought of every Smith Wigglesworth story I'd ever heard, all the meanwhile thanking God that she had thrown the boy to Gary. Nothing happened. We prayed, some harder, more harder this time. Gary looked down at the little boy's legs every couple of minutes to see if there was any change. There was none. Now I began pleading in my mind, oh God, seriously, help us out of this one. Do something. Great man of faith and power that I am. Oh now, don't act like that. You've never prayed that way before. Come on now, this is serious. So finally, I got quiet enough to listen to the Lord. I stepped back while Gary was still guarding the boy, while Gary was still cradling the boy in his arms. I thought, Lord Jesus, you're just going to have to show me why he's not getting healed. I had taken authority over the slanderous spirit, but for some reason, the healing was not coming. Suddenly, I love that word, suddenly. Now, you listening today, say the word suddenly. Suddenly, something leapt up in my spirit. This overwhelming sense of faith, this undeniable power to tackle any problem, it came right from the throne of God. I'm convinced. I felt this awesome gift of faith still growing, rising up out of my spirit. Suddenly, it was as if I heard the voice of the Lord saying, you tell Gary to throw the boy down onto the ground, right now. Okay. Gift of faith or not, that wasn't exactly what I wanted to hear, but never let it be said that I'm disobedient. So in the calmest of voice I could muster, I said, Gary. Gary's eyes swam with relief. He looked up at me and said, oh, thank you, God. Help me out. So naturally, I helped him out. Sorta. Gary, drop that boy on the ground. Right. The expression he gave me was of total shock. He had misheard me. What? Hmm? His eyes narrowed and he shook his head. I spoke a little more authoritatively. This time, that gift of faith was growing stronger. Gary, I said, drop that boy on the ground. Gary probably thought I'd gone crazy. He stared up at me, dumbfounded, wagging his head passionately. No, no. He muttered through gritted teeth. But the third time, this faith had blossomed within me like an erupting volcano, and I shouted at him, drop him, Gary! You drop that boy right now! Now, I don't know if it was fear of the Lord or fear of me that caused Gary to let the boy go, but as I bellowed, right now, Gary chucked the boy out of his arms. Time seemed to slow down to a crawl. But you know what happened? As the boy came crashing down to the ground, in that split millisecond of time, the Lord instantly recreated his legs in midair, and he fell to the ground on two perfectly whole legs and went running and jumping into his mother's arms. And nearly every single Muslim there came to know Jesus that day. Wow. That was a great story. I thank you, Lord, for that, and I thank you for that anointing that you've put on Dr. James Maloney. The experience and the life stories he tells us can change our life. It can turn us around, give us a new hope, a new confidence that God is still working for us. He's still intervening in our lives, and what he did way back in Jesus' time, he's still doing today, and he can do it for you. Won't you want that for you today? Let me pray for you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time on the radio, to broadcast your message and tell these stories. My Father and my Savior, I love you, and I thank you so much for it. And Lord, I want you to go out into the airwaves where we're broadcasting today and reach into those hearts, touch those hearts and minds, and reveal yourself, your sweet spirit. And Lord God, I ask you to heal bodies in the sound of my voice today. Do a miracle work in these bodies today, those cross eyes today, to be made straight. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and glory forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, my friend, if our program has been a blessing to you today, and God has touched your heart, your mind, or your body, take some time and write a note to us. Our announcer will give you the details.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Would you like to have Jim Rome come to your group, church, or special event? Dr. Rome is interested in hearing from you. You can call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655.
So, until we meet again, go with God. God bless you.
We go.